This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Lord Buddha at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that today is a very special day for those passionate about history, culture, and the ideals of Lord Buddha. Mr. Modi said this exposition brings together the Piparava relics repatriated after more than a century and authentic relics and archaeological materials from Piparava that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum in New Delhi and the Indian Museum in Kolkata. He said that this exposition is in line with the government's commitment to further popularizing the noble thoughts of Lord Buddha. The centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive, and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan has said the Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati's system, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes. Addressing media in New Delhi on the outcomes of Pragati, Mr. Somanathan said that so far 50 meetings of Pragati have been held, and under it, over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which faced problems, were reviewed. He informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects. He said that since the implementation of Pragati in 2015, 36 different classes of grievances, including issues related to Corona, banking and insurance, and Janadhan Yojana, were reviewed.
The objective of Pragati is to improve center-center and center-state coordination in order to, firstly, fast-track critical infrastructure projects which face issues and bottlenecks. Secondly, improve the outcomes in flagship schemes which may be showing suboptimal performance or which might require structural reforms. And thirdly, assess and resolve important categories of citizen grievances across various sectors of the government.
The government has announced the extension of the deadline for submission of fresh applications under the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for textiles up to 31st of March this year. The Ministry of Textiles informed that the extension follows the significant response received since the application portal was reopened in August last year, with proposals being submitted by textile companies. The ministry added that the decision underscores the growing investor confidence in India's textile sector and aims to facilitate wider participation by offering additional time to eligible applicants. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has reviewed the steps taken by the state government officials regarding the contaminated drinking water incident in Indore. The Chief Minister instructed to serve show cause notices to the Indore Municipal Corporation Commissioner and Additional Commissioner. He directed to transfer the Additional Commissioner from Indore with immediate effect and to withdraw the charge of the water distribution works from the in-charge Superintending Engineer. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has also predicted cold wave conditions at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh and ground frost conditions over Uttarakhand. The IMD said that cold day conditions will prevail at isolated pockets over East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Bihar till Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.